Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's all a bit fraught here today. Sorry. I need Becky in the studio. I don't know where she is. She's back, but she's not here.
Why is it fraught?
There's an empty bottle, an open bottle of champagne, not drunk over there. I'll explain
Hang
later.
On. An empty open bottle of champagne.
It's an open bottle of champagne. It's not empty. Thank you.
Have you had any of it?
No.
I'll explain later. Is that something to do why everything's so fraught?
Yeah, a little bit. Right, Fall Out Boy coming up and Keane, and also Take That. Becky!
Why do you think that's going to work?
I can't get hold of
you
her
kind of
on email.
Yeah, but you shouted.
I tried to call her. The best thing to do is just to do it on the air, and then she might hear it upstairs.
But we're in a soundproof studio.
Hello, hang on.
Oh, he spoke!
Oh!
Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Do you want me?
Yes, please.
Sorry, they've turned you down in the office.
Oh, how rude.
I don't know what that says about the show. I'll be down.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She didn't sound basic. She sounded a bit mardy, though.
I know.
What's wrong with her? You want me?
There's something wrong with me. Has a day off. Anyway, coming up today at 5:30, we've got... Oh! What's occurring? It's so fraught, I don't even know who's on it today. Let me just check. Paddy McGuinness is on it today.
Really?
Off of Max and Paddy. He's today's star guest on What's Occurring at 5:30.
Well, me against Paddy McGuinness.
He's one of the situations.
Not his pants.
We haven't weighed Paddy McGuinness's pants, no. You'll be pleased to hear.
Has he got hold of a pair of Peter Kay's pants? Have you weighed Peter Kay's?
We haven't weighed any pants today, I don't think. Hi, Becky.
Hi, sorry.
Wow, that was quick.
I know.
Oof. Oh, you missed something amazing yesterday.
What was it?
You missed some amazing pictures coming in. We were talking about those makeovers you can have.
Oh, the ones you get in the studios.
Yes, the ones you get in the studios, normally with some old photographic studio, and they make you look like you're off the 70s.
I love them. Feather boas
soft
and all
focus,
that.
Feather boas. Yeah. We got so many pictures. Keep them coming in, please, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We had a respectable mother on yesterday who had one of these done, and they got her to take her top off, put on some kind of like elbow-length silk kind of gloves.
That one, yeah.
Gave her a pearl necklace and made her sit topless on a chair backwards. Couldn't really see anything. But
what you mean is the chair backwards,
No, she wasn't backwards. Jeff's backwards, yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have seen the gloves, the necklace, or anything.
Also, though, apparently the boys' ones are even better.
Really?
Right, because this came in yesterday. Someone's boyfriend that did it, they made him wear a ripped T-shirt and hold up some car tyres. Proper manly.
I
quite like
these,
that.
Then?
Can we get one done like...
Oh, no, I've just seen the one of the woman in the
That's
gloves
not right, is it?
Well, she looks very pretty, but I'm not quite sure what the idea
what look
was.
She's after.
Yeah.
80s.
I think we should get a show one done.
Yes, I do as well. I'm thinking about this. Are you up for this, Chopper?
Yeah, I could be, yeah.
Depends whether he's got to hold the tyres or the pearl necklace.
Yeah, I'd rather not have the pearl necklace if that was all right.
I would like to hold some tyres. Actually, no, I would like to be maybe covered in grease or something.
I would have really thick hair.
I could hold like a big tool covered in grease, like wearing a vest. Yeah?
Well, we can arrange that without the photo shoot, if you want.
No, I want it to be in the photo shoot. What do you want to look like, Becky?
Well, I want to have a big bouffant.
Yeah.
And lots of jewellery and those gloves and the feather boa.
Would you consider a perm?
What, just for the photo shoot?
Yeah, a really tight perm.
My hair naturally is quite curly, so maybe just go natural
though.
And then... I think it would be so funny. It's got to be worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what me and Scott are going to look. I'll be a ripped mechanic like you.
Wicked, okay, let's do it.
Seriously, let's sort it out. I want one done for
them. Can we then use it as our Christmas cards from the show?
Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 all of that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, seriously, let's sort this out, okay? We need to get this photo done, and then we can put them on our Christmas cards, which we can send out from our show.
You see, Chappers laughed at me when I said that, but you know those people that either send out pictures of themselves dressed up in a Christmas style,
yeah.
Or their dogs. A friend of mine's neighbour, they used to get a Christmas card from the dogs every year.
Yeah. It says something about people, doesn't that? When they put pictures of themselves on Christmas cards to other people.
Yeah, it says they're slightly arrogant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and if they send a Christmas card from their dogs, it says that you don't want to know them.
Okay, yeah. Now, on this photo shoot, we're all going to be in it, are we? Is the one that doesn't speak going to be in it?
Ultimate soft focus, so you can't even tell.
Can you
what
soft
focus? Like.
We can pixelate his face.
Yeah.
He'd quite like to be a ripped mechanic, he just told me.
Right, so that's three.
He can hold the tyres. I'll be there with a tool. What are you going to hold?
a spanner.
Okay, good. Shall we invite the Hoff?
Why would we invite the Hoff?
He's practically part of the team.
No, I don't think I...
Invite him in his 80s persona. In a pair of tanga briefs.
You actually have been thinking about this, haven't
you? Well, we'll look 80, so he'll fit right in.
That's very true.
Or if he's not available, we'll just Photoshop him in afterwards.
Yeah, okay. As he is now.
Right, okay, Becky, let's... yeah, let's set a date for this, okay?
We need to do it.
Yep. I haven't seen any of those shops around here, though, have you?
No, I don't know where you... No.
Also, when have we ever sent Christmas cards out from the show?
Oh, we haven't. We're going to this year.
Going to start a new thing.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
If you'd like to see some of the photos that we've got already, before and after shots of the makeover, you can't, because they're not at Radio 1 Online.
Oh, I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, I did as well, but I don't know. Is Sam in today, the guy from online?
No, he's stayed up all night watching the elections.
Oh, so right, okay.
He's taking the day off to sleep.
Has he? Are you serious?
Yeah, no, right, I don't okay. know.
Has that I'm been approved?
I don't know how I'm making it up.
He just stayed
maybe
up.
He's told
he stayed up
he's
late.
Ill.
He stayed up late watching telly.
Stop.
He's really ill.
Stop,
he's so
stop,
ill.
Stop, stop,
you've
this
got
right
such
now.
A funny colour.
Oh, no.
He's really sick. I spoke to him earlier.
Is he ill? Like, okay.
I thought he was asleep earlier.
No, really sick. Well, he's not sick.
Stop! Podcast. Becky, question? Yeah. Question? What's your sneeze like?
I think it's just a little... a two. Mm. Not a
what?
Massive... not a massive...
I was in a shop earlier, right, and a newsagent, and this woman in there had, a little animal sneeze. Like a little rabbit sneeze. What's that?
I think that's when you're trying to stop it so much that...
Just nothing came out. I was like,
when have you ever heard a rabbit sneeze?
That's what I'm imagining they sound like. I haven't actually heard one sneeze. I presume they do.
I don't know, actually. I've never seen a rabbit sneeze.
It's like, sneeze properly if you're going to sneeze. What's that?
Well, it's better than don't a do big the full, man sneeze.
Yeah, don't do the full dad sneeze, obviously. Are those the rules, right? As soon as you become a dad, do you have to do a full-on sneeze where you can sneeze as loudly as you possibly can? Like, achoo! Is that...
Yes.
Do you do those?
Yes.
Do you do those?
Yeah.
You've
sometimes,
got a dad sneeze.
Oh. Yeah.
Why do you do it, though?
Can I hear the dad sneeze?
Well, no, because I'm not about to sneeze, am I?
Oh.
How I can do I make two you? Types. Here, I tend to kind of, hold it in.
You do two types.
No,
have
I don't.
Have you got a posh sneeze and a non-posh sneeze?
I don't have a range of sneezes.
You've got a repertoire of sneezes.
No, hang on a minute. I don't have a range of sneezes depending on the social company.
Which one do you want today?
Quite often I'll try and hold it in.
Right.
And then, but then if I'm on my own, or
so you
kind
have
of,
a work sneeze and a
no,
dad,
I don't
what
have
sneeze.
A dad
would
sneeze.
You use with us? Are we hold it in or let it go?
Oh dear. Well, you could be either, really. Mm. I'd probably let it go.
Yeah. Mm. Mine's just a normal sneeze. I don't have two.
Well, what's your sneeze like?
Just a normal... two. No, not like that.
Hello. Chew.
Oh, chew. No, it's obviously...
Oh, brilliant.
Obviously a lot more manly than that when I actually sneeze, but I'm not sneezing right now, so I can't possibly demonstrate. Can we test this out, please? How can I make you sneeze?
I don't know how you can make
I want the dad sneeze. Sneeze.
Just look at the light for a bit.
Where do you get sneezing powder from?
Look at the light?
Yeah.
What?
Won't that hurt my eyes?
What are you on about?
You know, when you take babies outside, they sometimes sneeze a lot.
Right.
It's because of the change in light. So if you really, really need to sneeze, and you know that time when you get that niggle and you can't really sneeze, if you look at the light, it comes on instantly.
I'm looking at a light
I
now.
Don't think it works if you don't
that
need
really
to sneeze
hurts my
in the
eyes.
First place, but...
Ow.
Now
no,
I'm
don't
just
look
seeing
at the
stars.
Light.
Ah, I can't see anything now.
You got any pepper?
Does that happen to you, then?
Yeah.
What, you look if at a light and sneeze?
Quite often, if I've been in down
I can't
here in the basement
see anything
for a
now.
While... and then, don't look at the light for long periods of time. It's only if you need to sneeze.
I'm closing my eyes and there's just... I'm on a trip. I'm back. Oh, I still can't see you. Ah. Okay, who's got some pepper then? We can get some pepper, surely.
I'm supposed to get pepper.
Okay,
so.
Right there, we'll just try this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's now looking at her light, trying to make herself sneeze. It's not happening. Loads of people have that, though. You're right. Can you not see over now?
They're quite bright, those ones.
They are quite bright.
I've got like
proper,
a light bow tie in my eyes now.
They're proper spotlights. It's not a great...
You can just see those... It's like pasta bow ties.
I had the bow ties as well.
Right, anyway, we found some pepper.
Good, excellent. Right, okay, go on then. I just want to hear your dad sneeze. It's there for you,
it's on the table.
It's on the table.
Well,
do your big dad
just sneeze.
Just
breathe it in through your nose.
Sniff it.
Harder.
I'm not sniffing a load of pepper up my nose. That isn't working, strangely enough. It's just making my eyes water.
Oh, can I have a go?
Yeah, go on.
I don't like putting anything up my nose.
No.
Can I try?
Take a bit on my fingers.
Keep listening. This might get better in a minute.
You have to come round.
What? I do what? Is it? Are we actually sniffing pepper?
Oh, I might have got something. Hang on. Oh.
Won't this be rubbish if we all sneeze together and won't hear each other sneeze?
Rubbish.
This is really rubbish.
How about I come and thump you on the nose? Will that... Well,
it's for our... Oh, hang on.
If we sneeze at Newsbeat, do we get faded up?
No, it's gone. Here's the news. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, it's official now. Pepper really doesn't work if you're trying to make yourself sneeze. This is rubbish. Oh, it's just
like we're on the edge, but just can't quite get there.
Oh, yeah, we are. Right.
Whoa. No, I'm close, but I'm not not quite there. Oh, it's just annoying now. It's just irritating my nose. Don't do that with pepper. It doesn't work. I want to hear your dad sneeze.
Well, if I
I'm
going to
get some actual sneezing powder and bring it in tomorrow.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, you can get it off joke shops, can't you?
You're not confusing that with itching powder.
No, I think... Can you not get a sneezing powder?
Yeah, you can. I was looking for some today, but there isn't any shops nearby.
That's probably because they don't do it. No, I think you can.
All right, I'll bring some tomorrow.
Right, Paddy McGuinness and Edith Bowman are both on Oh, What's Occurring at 5.30 tonight. He's a nice man, Paddy McGuinness. What a top bloke.
Yeah?
I had a chat with him the other day.
Okay.
Guess what his favourite TV show is. Have a guess. Think about it. Paddy off of Max and Paddy. What's his favourite show?
X Factor.
No.
Phoenix Nights.
No. Max and Paddy.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
No.
Have I got news
lottery,
for you?
Midweek draw with Scott Mills.
No.
Casualty.
No. Listen to this.
I saw you the other night on that Sally Morgan psychic thing.
Oh, yeah, I did that ages ago.
No, I'm telling you now, Scott. She is taking the mickey.
Why?
Oh, come on. Lisa Scottley, I'm seeing a man. She broke down in tears. I'm like, what is that? Anyone can say that. I'm seeing a man. Tears, I'm like, play the game, Sally. I'm not having it, Scott. And I want to believe.
You want to be a believer.
But, come on the level. Mm. What did you think?
Well, before you go in there, right?
Yeah.
the producer says... Now, Sally doesn't know who it's going to be, but we have just shown her a picture of you.
Yeah.
And then that's all she works on the picture, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And her and a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's connected. She's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure about that, you know what I mean?
So you're not really feeling Sally Morgan, though, as a psychic?
I'm not feeling Sally Morgan as a psychic, and I wouldn't want to feel Sally Morgan either. No. Can I just have that on the record?
You should go on.
No, Scott.
I can see comedy.
She said something to, I think, Rod Stewart's daughter. She said...
You're obsessed. You've watched all of them.
Oh, she says, now, your grandmother's grandmother, she's passed away. I thought, well, what are the odds of that?
Surprise.
She's 152 year old. Clearly she's passed away.
I love him. Yeah, he thinks it's rubbish, but he's seen absolutely all of them.
Yeah.
But... We have a plan. Check this out.
Where am I going to be next year, Sally? Bed sit.
She'll be able to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you where you're going to be, darling.
Hang on a minute. Who's just walked in? Oliver Twist's stepdad?
That's a kind of Russell Brand / Sally Morgan.
Right, right. She does readings over the phone, doesn't she?
She does. I could set you up, Paddy.
Oh, please, have me back on.
Right.
And
with
get
Sally.
Her to give me a reading over the phone, and let's and honest to God, if
she
gets
it shreds.
Right, if she gets it right, I will hold my hands up.
What do you think? Should we get her on?
Definitely.
He only wants to do it over the phone.
Well, that's all right.
So yeah, let's arrange it. Let's get on to Sally Morgan, star psychic, and get her on with Paddy McGuinness.
Okay, aren't we kind of nicking her TV show idea and doing it on the radio?
is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, loads of people interested. If we're going to get Sally Morgan Star Psychic in, they want us to, you know, put them in touch with her and she can do whatever she does, read their tea leaves, whatever it is she does. She doesn't read their minds, does she? How does she do it?
I don't know how she does it.
I wish
you're
I
not
knew.
Allowed to ask her, are you?
No, you know, it's like the Colonel's secret recipe. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to know. The,
yeah, it's just like
it.
That.
Just same, yeah.
Hello, darling. I see. What do I see now? I see you like eating food of an evening.
Yes.
God, Sally, you're right.
Haven't you been on that show, you and Dave?
Yeah, me and Dave had met her in a bowling alley.
Right.
And
when did that go out? Because mine's on all the time.
It was planned. We didn't, like, bump into her. Right.
And why are you changing the shoes?
Yeah. And she was on the lane next to us. I don't think, I'm fairly sure, isn't it?
Got a strike, darling.
I don't think it's ever gone out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that was because we were particularly bad or particularly.
Was your future not up to much?
Yeah, it was quite mediocre.
Oh,
really? No. It wasn't a great. There was no controversy anywhere in
all
it.
Right.
So that was the end of that, really.
Oh, well. So, yeah, we'll try and get Sally Morgan, Star Psychic, on with Paddy McGuinness in the coming weeks on Radio 1. I don't know whether she's doing a new series or not, because they just seem to show the Lisa Scott Lee one and the me one all the time.
Yeah. Well, they've got me and Dave knocking about if they ever want to use it for their second series.
Yeah, OK. Well, they've got one, you know, just in case. I'd emergency spare.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, coming up, a new game for you, which you will want to steal and play in the pub with your mates later, if you're going to the pub tonight, that is. If not, you could play it in
the Cubs.
The Cub Scout group that you're in. Yeah. It works for Cubs and for pubs. And it
works for Cubs and pubs.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know, if you're at college or whatever, university, okay. You'll want to play this later. It's called Wheel of Impressions. Here's my theme tune. So here's how it works. Sounds good, doesn't it?
You're playing this yourself?
No. So we've got a bottle. Well, we have got a bottle, haven't we? But it's full of carver at the moment. So if you could polish that off during the 5 o'clock, after the 5 o'clock news, that'd be all right.
You're saying that to Becky? I'm not a big
Just
fan
share
of carver,
it.
To be honest.
All right.
Well, if I did drink it quickly, then the bubbles will go up my nose and then
you sneeze. And then two features will be resolved.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, so what we do is when the bottle's empty, we spin it, and that shows us who will do the impression, me, you or Becky, and then we pick out a name at random from that bag over there. There's a load of celebrity names in there. Then whoever the bottle lands on, you have to do the impression if
you're
in the bag, all right? Okay, so here's the board. Look at that. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got Scott in the top left-hand corner, Chaps in the top right, Becky bottom left, and Spin again bottom right. Why isn't the one that doesn't speak on there as the fourth member?
Well, because obviously he can't speak.
He said his impressions would be rubbish.
It'd be all mime.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have to use the TV remote until we empty the bottle. So let's have a quick game now, just a little warm-up game, okay?
Right.
Go, spin it, spin the remote.
Oh, Becky.
Becky.
No, I looked up on the internet that statistically, bottom left was least likely to be selected
Becky.
Every time.
Keith, off of Boyzone.
Was he the one that was in Coronation Street? Mm.
Go.
What? What was that?
I like it here in the Rovers.
Thank you. Spin again. Spin again.
Becky.
No! Hang on a minute. This
no,
is a fix.
It is.
Chappers, I trusted you until today.
I'm adjudicating it. Have you got one more record, by the way, to come? Because I've left my sport
yeah,
in the room.
Thanks. Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Go.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
Guess. Just guess.
Welcome to church. I don't know.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you. Next. One more.
Not me again.
Becky!
No! This is so unfair!
It is!
That's spin again.
Prince Harry. Go on.
Hello.
Mum?
I don't know.
And again?
Hello.
What
I'm
a
rubbish.
Repertoire she's already
you
got.
You do yours. Wow. You do Prince Harry. Go.
Hello.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
You know Craig David?
Yeah.
He's a nice bloke, isn't he?
I've never met him.
Never met Craig David, no.
No, I don't think I've
actually. Yeah, he's all right. He's nice, isn't he? He's got a Greatest Hits album coming out. And you know when most people do that, they've got a new single or a new album mm-hmm. to promote. Normally what they'll do is they'll go on loads of radio shows and loads of TV shows like, well, they do GMTV, don't they?
Rich and Judy.
Rich and Judy. They do The Lodge. Are they still on, Rich and Judy?
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Haven't they changed to a different channel?
Oh, right.
And everything.
Yeah. They do The Lottery, don't they? Do GMTV.
Yeah.
This Morning. All those.
Yeah, all of those. The Right Stuff.
Yeah. And they normally perform their song.
Mm-hmm.
If they're signed to Simon Cowell, then normally they'll go on The X Factor.
Yes.
Not Craig, though. Not Craig David. When Craig's got something to promote, do you know what he does?
What does he do?
No chatting on the sofa for him with Lorraine Kelly.
Right.
Listen to this.
I mean, when we went up against professional Mexican boxers, it was heavy sparring, they said, for 3 rounds, 2-minute rounds. And it was like, there was no, the camera was trying to get interview with me halfway through, sort of like as I came for the second round. And I'm like, the guy's knocking my head off right now. I can't even talk to you without the camera.
That's right. He goes on Adrenaline Junkie with Jack Osborne. That's quite extreme, isn't it?
That is that, yeah.
That's on tonight on ITV2. It's on.
What, him getting pounded by Mexican yeah. sparring box?
Yeah. He doesn't just, you know, perform. He goes to Mexico with Jack Osborne and gets beaten up by Mexican boxers. I think he's setting a good example here.
Three Mexican boxers, professionals, teeth knocked out, like cuts in their head. Like, so they absolutely went for it. Jack had a moment where I think he was like standing up, but the eyes were rolling way back. My nose was like blood streaming down my nose from the guy. It was real.
See, I think anyone doing promotion now
should
have to do this instead. Same difference. They've got a new single coming out. Fly them to Mexico and let's see them getting beaten up by some Mexican boxers.
I like
that. What we want to see.
You before your next stint on the Midweek Lottery to promote it?
Yeah, I could. Well, it's tonight, so we won't get to Mexico and back in time.
No, that's true. We could bring them here.
Or get them climbing up a mountain like Craig does.
200 metres up a rock face thinking, you know what, am I doing up here? To the point where...
Had you ever done anything like extreme
nothing,
like this before?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
And it was like, you know, I don't know if it's better to kind of to go, keep going up or go back down, because at the moment I'm in this sort of like no man's land of 200 metres, don't really need to be here. And the task is to sleep overnight on this portal edge. And then when it collapsed on us... Okay, I absolutely bricked it, but hey.
Go on, Craig. He's setting a good example to all those ice out there, I think. It's on tonight on ITV2, 9 o'clock. Jack Osborne, celebrity... No, what was it? Adrenaline Junkie. Craig David is one of the celebrities on it. So is Matt Willis. And Elijah Wood.
It's a good lineup.
Yeah, it's a good lineup. Because how did they get Elijah Wood? Oh, and they mates, Jack Osborne and Elijah Wood, I think.
Presumably they asked him.
Yeah, that's on tonight. It's 5:20. Beyonce's new track is coming up now, If I Were a Boy. Then we're going to play Human, Amazing, by The Killers. And then it'll be time for Oh, What's Occurring, featuring Paddy McGuinness.
Bass Hunter, there's another one that we could get on their promotional.
Get him to Mexico.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Chopper, I love that you're doing your own firework display tonight.
Well...
I love that, because I've only ever done sparklers. Have you, Becky? I've never actually lit a firework myself. It's quite manly, isn't it?
When you have,
maybe you could do that in our group makeover shot.
No. Rawr. Set off a firework.
Oh, that's quite manly.
That's a very good idea.
It's like doing a barbecue.
So when you have kids, you have to go to an organised display on the Saturday, and then you actually have to, on the actual night, the bonfire night, then you have to do your own in the garden. So I'm going to spend part of this evening trying not to blow up kids or the house or myself, but also hoping to do it quickly so that I can see most of you Celtic against United.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, it's time for our guessing game quiz. Let's do it. Play along at home, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hey, Becky, you're in the lead and you weren't even here yesterday.
No, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Well done to Hugh Stevens for
doing
you proud yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2-0 to Becky. Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Edith Bowman?
I do know Edith Bowman.
She likes a drink.
She does, yes.
Now, I gave her a bottle of champagne earlier.
Right.
And we did the champagne game with her. What you do is you get her to shake it, take the safety thing off, and then get her to name as many celebrities as she could until the cork went pop. Here's my question. How many celebrities did Edith name before the cork went off?
10.
Chappers are saying 10. Becky.
It looks quite cheap to me, so I don't think it popped. So 20.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It was Taste the Difference, Carver. Actually.
Okay, 13.
Right. Oh, okay, 13. Here's Edith playing the champagne game. Hi, Edith.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, shake the champagne.
I'm shaking it. It's a while since I've done this.
Shake it.
Shaking it. Okay. Oh, right, can I... Is that enough shake?
That'll do. Now undo the safety catch.
Like Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Undo the safety catch. Point it away from you and away from me.
Okay.
And now, okay.
Okay,
name as many famous people as you can. Go!
James Corden, Katy Perry, Callum Best, Lindsay Lohan, Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse, Stephanie Beecham, where did she come from? Patrick Duffy, I'm on Old School Soaps. Zoe Ball, I saw her on telly last night. Sarah Cox, Chris Miles, Scott Mills.
I thought I was 12.
I thought it was 12. What did you say, 13?
Yeah.
Who wins now?
Well, I said 10 and Becky said 13, so right, it's so not hard,
it's
is it?
Becky, yeah, well done.
Oh! What's occurring?
I forgot what you said.
Are we including you on that list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Becky's in the lead again. Next one. You know Paddy McGuinness?
Yes.
I had a chat with him the other day. And, he's got something out in time for Christmas, right? Here's my question to you. In a minute-long chat with Paddy McGuinness, how many times did he mention that he happened to have a new DVD coming out?
In 1 minute?
Yes.
Eleven.
Chapa says 11. Becky.
Twice.
Two. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Paddy McGuinness. Don't know if you know, no, he's got a new DVD coming out. Paddy, how are you?
I don't know about you, Scott, but if I pick a DVD up in a shop and look on the back, if it's not got loads of special features on, I'm not interested.
But guess what? Last week, Peter Kay sent me a really nice message saying that I'd helped him through many a depressing shift at Netto when I was on Key 103. That's nice, isn't it?
Really?
Did he really work at Netto?
Yeah, he works at Netto, Pete, yeah.
Did he?
He works at Netto and I works at Warburton's. And I tell you what I've done with the DVD, because... Do they have Warburton's in London?
We get
is
the
it,
bread.
Is it sun-blessed down there? You're all eating croissants, aren't you, down there?
Yeah, we're having paninis.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I did the DVD in Scotland. You know, my stand-up DVD. On the DVD that's out on the November the 11th.
Listen, good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks, Scott. November the 11th, Paddy McGuinness plus you live. God bless you, Scott, and all who sail on you.
Six.
Six.
Six times in 1 minute he mentioned his DVD. You win that one, don't you?
How'd you work that one out?
Oh, I've forgotten your score again. Did you say one?
Two.
You said two. What did you say?
11.
All right.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, last one.
So who's won that point?
Becky.
Right.
You know... Oh, by the way, Paddy McGuinness got the date wrong after all that.
Oh, did
it's not the 11th at all. It's the week after. You know Celebrity Scissorhands?
Yeah.
It's raising money for children in need. It's on BBC Three tonight, 8 o'clock. I went in there yesterday into the academy.
Did you?
Yeah, and I had to be... Steve Strange, off the 80s, he is a kind of makeover and stylist person this year. I had to be his assistant. That's right, I had to try and give someone a makeover with Steve Strange. It's on tonight. Now, this girl that came in for a makeover, guess who she wanted to look like?
Katy Perry.
No.
Jennifer Aniston?
No. Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, now...
Is that because she knew that it was you and Steve doing it?
I don't know. Is there anyone that you would want to look like less than Amy Winehouse?
Will Young?
Oh, yeah, apart from him. We went on the streets and asked this question. We asked some people who they would least like to look like after a makeover. How many people said Amy Winehouse?
How many are you asking?
Out of 10.
8.
8. Becky.
That's a bit harsh. I'm going to say 4.
4. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
So, out of 10 people, who would they least like to look like after a makeover? And how many said Amy Winehouse?
Definitely not want to look like Amy Winehouse. I don't want to look dirty.
That Mr. Bean guy.
Jay Goody. Awful.
Russell Brannan.
Jodie Marsh.
Like our Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Who, sorry?
Angela Merkel, it's the German Chancellor.
Oh, of
German
course.
Chancellor. Okay.
Amy Winehouse.
If you were to have a makeover, which celebrity would you least like to look like?
Simon Cowell.
Britney Spears. I love her, but, you know, I don't really want to look like her.
Russell Peters.
And why is that?
Because he's just got an animated face, and it's just, like, so funny.
Is that 2? I think it was.
I think it was 2, yeah. I lost count because I was laughing too much at Angela Merkel.
I like that one.
Russell Brannan?
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Is that just his mate?
Russell Brannan?
I wouldn't want to like Russell Brannan.
Who? No.
Russell Peters.
Who?
I like the girl Esme as well, the nice lady that works on our show sometimes, yeah. Pretending that she knows who this is.
Like our Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Who, sorry?
Angela Merkel, it's the German Chancellor.
Oh, of
German
course.
Chancellor.
Okay. Yeah, silly me.
So
after that, she just went along with Russell Peters and Russell Brannan.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, let's play our game again in a minute. Wheel of Impressions. I like this game a lot. You can play this with some mates a bit later on. I'll explain how it works in a second. Loads of people going to firework displays now. Hello, if you're in the car or on a train on the way there now to see some fireworks tonight. We're a bit too late because our show finishes at 7, so we're not going to make it to any displays this evening, are we? Can we come around your house instead?
If you want to take the risk.
Really?
What do you mean? What sort of area do you live in?
No, it's nothing to do with the area. More to do with how I set up fireworks.
Oh, yeah, you're in charge of the fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't return to the box. You know what they say on those adverts.
I know it. I know all the safety stuff.
Okay, good. Is it going to be like Meet Joe Black? Fireworks in that.
What does that?
They're really good fireworks.
I haven't seen that film.
Oh,
good
yeah.
film knowledge there, Scott.
Thank you. That's one film I have seen. Good film.
What
brilliant firework
that,
display. It's Brad Pitt, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh.
It's good. No, you should watch it. It's good. Really good. You should have watched that before. It's got some firework tips.
Thanks.
Right, okay. Wheel of Impressions. Right, we've got a bottle here, but it's not empty, so we can't use that. But normally you would use a bottle, okay? What you do is spin the bottle, whichever name it lands on, me, Chappers, or
that
Becky.
That landed on Becky.
We have to
not
do
it again.
They have to do an impression of whatever name I pull out of that bag over there.
Where's it gone?
Well, hang on.
Where's the bag gone?
It's here.
Right.
It depends who gets the impression, though, doesn't it? Are we not guessing what?
What?
Are we not guessing the impression that we do?
No, I don't want to do that. I want to go back to the original rules.
Chappers has got the bag, so he can do an impression. He hasn't done one yet.
No, you have to spin.
Can I have the bag, please? Thank you. So, it's Wheel of Impressions. You can play this with your mates later. Okay, spin the remote control, which is normally a bottle, but we haven't drunk the champagne out of the bottle. So, spin it. Go.
Scott.
Yes.
Oh. Bruce Forsyth.
Tess.
Very good.
Quite good, actually.
And you've got the chin.
How rude.
You got the chin right when you did it. So you didn't necessarily have the chin.
Wheel of Impressions next. Go.
Well, that point is pointed at you again.
Kimberly off of Girls Aloud. Oh, no.
Hello, I'm Kimberly, off Girls Aloud.
An impression's always really
Hello.
Good when you say the name of the person you're doing.
Hello, hello, yeah, what would she say, Kimberly? Thank you for making our single, The Promise, number one.
Next.
Spin it.
Becky!
This is fixed.
How can it be fixed?
Because you haven't had one yet, Mark.
I know,
Grimmie.
Rebecca.
Nick Grimshaw.
Grimmie.
Go.
Oh, why do I always get Morrison's.
Go.
How does he even talk? I can't do his accent.
Hello and welcome to Sound.
No, how does he talk? He's got a funny accent and I can't do it in my head.
You mean he's
sick.
Northern? That's what you're trying to say.
Doing your own work. Sick.
That sounded like Kimberly.
Same.
Spin
it's
again.
Chappers. It's Chappers.
That was Spin Again
Chappers.
And now it's you. You can't.
Nickelback.
Why are you doing the Bruce Forsyth chin again?
Next. Chappers!
Oh, there's
finally.
Christ. This is where I end up with Kofi Annan or something.
Close. Barack Obama.
No.
Go.
How can I do Barack Obama? Hang on.
Game, isn't it?
I'd like to thank you all for voting for me and beating John McCain. Here's to the next 4 years. It won't take 1 year. It might not take a term. But we will try. How was that?
Really good. Really good.
Newsbeat could have interviewed me as Barack Obama.
Go. Oh, Chappers again.
Yes.
Kerry Katona.
I, on principle, I refuse to do that. Alright.
Medication.
Go on, Becky, you do it.
Philip and Fern. Philip and Fern. It
sounds
horrible to me.
That's enough. Podcast. I like it you've got a shed, Chappers.
Yeah,
talking about your fireworks.
It's only a little tiny shed.
Do you go in there sometimes when you don't want to talk to anyone and smoke a cigar?
I don't. No. There isn't room to really sit in there.
I love that you've got a shed.
Have you got a model railway in there?
No, I don't have a model railway in there.
Have you got one of those magazines collections that you've got to get all the parts to and then you can make something?
What?
You know, like those collecting magazines where you get like one bit of a big ancient ship each week and then you spend hours
no,
just building
away.
No,
I don't have that magazine collection, no,
also,
in my shed.
When you're doing your firework display for your son tonight, tip from loads of people on 8199, don't nail the Catherine wheels to your shed because sometimes they don't spin and then you'll just burn down the shed.
I've just realised that. But then what do you...
However, that would make it a lot more spectacular than it's going to be.
It would, wouldn't it? But what therefore, what do you attach a Catherine wheel to?
Ooh, where goes the shed? I don't know.
Don't hold it either.
Don't hold it.
No, thanks. I'm not that I might have been stupid enough to have attached it to my shed, but I'm not stupid enough to hold it.
Hey everyone, let's beat the credit crunch with Becky's Classifieds. These are all genuine adverts that you can find on the internet now. So if you are looking for a bargain, Becky is the place to come.
Thanks.
Okay, these are read out by Radio 1's Greg James. What you got first for me?
What an interesting slogan.
I don't know, just play it.
They are a cloudy white colour, round and very unusual.
Oh no, what? I think you put the wrong one in.
Have I put them in the wrong order?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, next one.
Not clip-on, not pierced, not even screw-on, magnets.
Eh?
What I can't the, remember
I
what this
know
one
what
is. What
is
it? What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
They don't even hurt to wear. No pain. You'll love them.
What is this?
Magnets?
Magnets. Right, this is probably the first one I'm supposed to play.
Magnet earrings, 1950s.
Oh, right, sorry, I did get them around the wrong way, yeah.
Yeah.
Magnet
Surely
earrings.
That would only work if you have metal ears.
No, it's amazing. Even if you've got really fat lobes, the magnets can go on either side.
Hey?
No, because each side is magnetic, like north and south on either side of the lobe.
Oh, I see.
You don't have to have a metal ear.
Okay, no, I don't want them.
Not having metal ears at that point.
Next.
Rare vintage mohair basil brush. £50.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds like a collector's item that might go on the Antiques Roadshow for a lot more than 50 quid.
Mohair as well. It's nice fabric, that.
Do you actually know what mohair is?
Yeah.
No.
You don't know what mohair is?
Well, I know that it's kind of hair that you make things
comes
out.
From Mo. From yeah. EastEnders.
It's from Big Mo.
Little Mo or Big Mo?
Big Mo, I would imagine.
Right, then now the next bit of Greg James. I don't think they want us to play this, but it's truly astonishing.
Yeah, he doesn't know what mohair is either.
And him and
Matt Fincham.
Very highly educated man.
Are trying to work out what mohair is.
Mohair?
What's it spelled? M-O-H-A-I-R.
Don't use this in an hilarious on air gaff.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to dictionary.com to see if it can tell me what it is.
I'm
going to
delete this before Becky hears it.
Mohair. Oh, it's a coat or fleece of an Angoran goat.
Right.
Or the fabric made of yarn from this fleece.
Okay, fine.
That away they went.
I had to look it up.
What a fascinating recording session that sounds like.
A vintage basil brush, very rare and old. And I've yet to see another one being sold anywhere else. He's in good condition for his age. I'm not sure how old he is exactly. I think it's an early 60s model. He stands about 35 centimetres tall.
I don't like basil brush, so I don't want
Is he
that.
Talking about basil brush or you?
I didn't hear the description in
okay.
full.
Okay.
What was it, please?
No, it said well turned out.
Right, good.
Good condition.
For his age. Not sure how old, quite.
All right. Oh, I see, yeah.
Early 60s model.
I don't like basil brush.
Why
it scares
don't you like
me.
Basil brush?
Scares me.
Why?
I don't know. I just.
Oh,
it's like,
does this go boom, boom?
No, you know, like.
Have you ever been on his show?
No. You know, like.
Oh, that'd be brilliant if you.
I was offered to go on it. I didn't go on it because of principle. I just don't like it.
In principle? What principle?
Right. You know, some basil? People. You know, some people don't like. No, you know, some people don't like clowns?
Yes.
I don't like basil brush.
A puppet fox.
No, so you choose what TV shows you go on based on principles, do you?
Let's not get into that. I just don't like it. It scares me. It's scared me since I was a child.
Okay.
Next.
Dark blonde wig. £5. Location, Kilburn.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
Cut in layers. Made by René of Paris in Japan. Of mod acrylic fibre. Medium size, in very good condition. Worn only once. Please phone Belinda.
Right.
Why are you laughing at Belinda?
No, I think if you phone Belinda... Is it?
Hello?
Is that Belinda? Oh, yes it is! You know what, people wearing dark blonde wigs in Kilburn. Do you know what I mean? I think we'll leave that one, to be honest.
Next! Corn snake hatchlings for sale. £20.
What?
No, I think these are little tiny snakes, and I was going to get these because, you know, you said Mini-Me was going to be in the new version of Snakes While You Strain.
Yeah.
I thought if we got baby snakes, they'd look to scale.
Well, that's true. That's true, because we'd have to get small everything, wouldn't we?
Yeah, so I'm just thinking ahead, you know.
I hadn't thought about
getting
that.
The props and stuff.
Right, OK.
Is that what they have to do on Austin Powers as well? Make everything like mini? Like off of Little Britain, off of Dennis Waterman.
I don't know.
No, that's make everything big to make him look small.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean. The other way around. Yes?
I have two normals, two amels, and a snow corn hatchling for sale. All are eating and shredding well. Email me for more info or pics.
Shredding?
I don't know what that is. I think it might be their skin.
Malting?
Did Greg and... Matt
Fincham.
Yeah, Matt did they then have a discussion about what corn snakes were? Do
I
we
don't know?
Know.
We haven't got that recorded.
Oh, right. Shame.
Probably, though.
Yeah.
Corn snake. Google. And those were your credit crunch bargains on Becky's Classifieds. Let us know if you want any of them.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.